Hello?
Yes, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yes.
This is Paul Leary calling from WXEL's American...
I can't hear you.
You cannot hear me.
You got to push something.
I got to push something up here. Is this any better?
No.
Let's see what we can do. I'm making some adjustments. Is this any better?
Well, you wouldn't write home about it.
I wouldn't write home about it.
No, it's getting better, though.
Well, you know, this is public radio. Let me get closer to the microphone. Maybe that will help. Is this any better?
Well, I can barely hear you, but I can hear you.
Okay, well, why don't we make this quick? Welcome back to WXEL.
And thank you.
Welcome back to South Florida. Tell us what you're doing down here. I hear you're doing a tribute, a benefit show, rather, for the Burt Reynolds and Friends Museum.
Yes, that's on the 24th. I think that's Wednesday.
That's right. It's 7:30.
Yes.
It's the Life of Reilly at the Icy Campus.
Yes.
Theater of the Palm Beach Community
and
College.
And the play started 5 years ago in Boca Raton. So, I've been doing it for 5 years.
So you are familiar to many of us down here in South Florida for many, many times that you've been here. Well, tell us a little bit about the show, if you will.
Well, it's just about my life, from the crib to the impending grave.
From the crib to this interview, probably.
Exactly.
Well,
no, it's my whole life.
It's your whole life, and it encompasses all the best years.
Well, it's not show business. It's about life.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I thought life was show business.
No.
I want to ask you a question. I hope you don't mind. Did you see the Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah, they do that all the time.
I thought it was cute.
Well, that's my friend.
Alec Baldwin.
Yes, he's a very good friend.
Well, that's why he must have really been studying you.
Yeah, he's a nice friend.
That's great. And you
we might do a one-person show, believe it or not. He has a one-person show he wants to do about Richard Burton.
Really?
Yeah, and I could direct that.
That would be interesting. We'd love to see that.
Well, he wants to do that.
Make sure you do your out-of-town tryout here in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
You know, I want to ask you another quick thing because I know you're busy rehearsing for the upcoming performance. You know, Bette Midler just recorded a tribute album to Rosemary Clooney.
Yes.
I see she was one of your pupils.
Yes, she was.
What do you think of have you heard the recording? We just played a song on the American Senior
Song. She's wonderful, but she was wonderful when she was 12 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, when she was like 14, she came into my class.
And
she was hysterical.
You knew she had it then.
Well, she was hysterical. We screamed. She opened her mouth, we all screamed.
I love it.
She was just uniquely comic.
Well, it's timely that you are on our program because during our Memories and Music segment, we played the Bette Midler's version of Hey There for the tribute album to Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, sure.
So I'm glad you're on the show. Let's see. For more information, people can call. Tickets range from $20 to $40 per person. They're available at the museum, 561-743-9935. It says seating is limited. So for more information, contact the number. I'll give it to you again.
And do we have a number for the IC Theater? They call the museum and they'll direct them.
Okay, I'm going to give the museum number again.
Yeah, he's got it.
561-743-9955. That's the number. And also the burtreynoldsmuseum.org on the internet. You can kind of read a little bit about it.
Well, it's a good show. You'll have a good time.
I'm sure we will with you. Tell us, what else do you want to tell us about this show before we let you go?
Well, it's not what you think it's going to be.
In what way?
Well, it's not that funny. It's like a play. And the Sun Centennial, there's a wonderful writer, Jack Zink.
Yes.
Do you know him?
Yes.
When he first reviewed it, he said it was like a cross between arsenic and old lace, and you can't take it with you.
Really?
Yeah, he compared it to a real fine play.
So basically what you're saying, it's not that over-the-top kind of caricature that sometimes people, you know, that they portray, but
it's a story.
It's poignant.
You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
They cry, you can hear them crying, and that's fun.
Now
they blow their nose a lot and they sniff.
You're talking about you hear the audience
crying.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on WXEL.
All right. I used to have a driver's license from Florida for 20-some-odd years.
And did they revoke it? What?
No, but you can't have it in California anymore.
Oh, you can't have both.
You have to have one from California because they rigged the test so you can't even pass the test there anymore. That's amazing. There's too many people driving there. I mean, Jupiter Town Road is getting bigger. So you can imagine what Hollywood's like.
I've never been there. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, it's nice.
So we're going to come see you. You're going to be at the IC Campus Theater on Palm Beach Community College in Palm Beach Gardens. It's the March 24th at 7:30. At 7:30.
But I'm there this tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday at Stewart at the Lyric Theater.
Okay.
In Stewart. I'm doing a grand tour called the Jupiter Gala.
I love it. We can't wait to see you. We always enjoy you. And please, come back whenever you can in town. And sometime maybe you can drop by the studio. We'd love to have you
all
in.
All right. Well, I'm. What hotel am I at? No, I mean the next time. I'm at the Jupiter Resort as of Sunday.
Okay.
Used to be the Hilton.
The Hilton. The Hilton fortune.
You know how long ago that was? When it was the Hilton, Florence Henderson stayed there. And she didn't like it. She had to leave. You know why?
Why?
There was not another person in the hotel. She said it made her nervous. There wasn't one other guest in the hotel. That's how long ago it was.
Well, that's Florence Henderson for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Now
you kind of wait for a room, I guess.
And
they couldn't give it away, not in the 70s.
It's been that
condos
long.
Condos were a dollar and a half.
Things have changed. I wasn't even born probably then.
No, it's wonderful. All right, I'll see you later.
Thanks a lot, Charles Nelson
Thank
Reilly.
You.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye.